Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very night vision edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where you play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to simply shut off that night vision and don't record and just walk on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the camera operator himself, Basher.
I mean, I love me some camera work. You know that. I'm the guy for all the cool camera stuff. I'm the Zack Snyder of this podcast.
As we got to tie this into the last 90 minutes of
absolutely
non-podcast stuff we talked about. We're here to talk about Outlast 2. But before that, if you want to talk to us about Outlast 2, did you know that you can write us, gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a text message or a voicemail at 574-651-9256. Be a part of the show. Don't you want to be a part of the show?
Don't you just want to be?
But let's talk about Outlast 2. Here's the details on this game. Developed by Red Barrels Studio. You know what they're made for? Known for? Outlast. This studio has done 4 Outlast games.
Okay.
So I think there's 2 main ones, and I think 2 sort of spinoffs. So I will admit I do not follow the series that much. Regularly priced at $29.99 is a first-person horror action game. I don't know, action, maybe not. Available on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5. No native Xbox Series versions on this one, so you are playing the Xbox One versions. There's no crossplay because it doesn't make sense. There are no cloud saves, so you cannot carry your progress, and there is no DLC. Outlast 2. Let's talk about it.
So Outlast 2 is that genre of horror games where it's a first person experience, and there's no combat, you know, so you're essentially going through the environment, this very spooky, scary environment. Things will chase you. You got to hide in certain things. It's a lot of just running and hiding. I think the genre was made popular by Amnesia, more or less.
For sure. I think that was the one that definitely, it might not have been the first, but that was sort of the first time I had seen this genre for myself. So,
and I remember enjoying Amnesia a lot. I was a big fan. But going forward, there's been a lot of these games. Outlast is not the first, is not the last. They'll still make it. It's Resident Evil 7, if you will. So it's like, even the larger studios are starting to take note of this type of gameplay. I will give it I do want to say that aesthetically, it pretty much nails it. I like the tone and the atmosphere a lot in this game. It definitely stands out super creepy, and just moving through the environment does kind of creep you out.
Yeah, I'll agree. One thing I did find out that was kind of One thing I did find out that I thought was kind of crazy was this is actually an Unreal Engine 3 game. The game looks pretty dang good for being such an old engine, I will say. I agree with you in the fact that, yeah, like, aesthetically, it nails it. For whatever reason, the thing that came to my mind that I can sort of relate it to is Kevin Smith's Red State.
Wow. That movie. Deep cut, huh?
Have you ever seen... Yeah, have you ever seen that movie? That's what I thought about when it came to this movie. But yeah, no, it's got that creepy vibe. It's got a very cult, religious sort of tone to it. I didn't even say tone. It's definitely like a religious cult horror action game. But yeah, no, visually, from the moment it starts, I was like, yeah, this is, for what it's going for, it nails.
Absolutely. And also, I like the sound design as well. Play this in the dark with some headphones, and the jump scares aside, I'm not a big jump scare guy in general. I still think it's a cheap trick, and this has more than a few jump scares where it's just a super loud noise and nothing happens. I think the being able to hear the other characters around you, the atmosphere and how branches and stuff break in the background. It's like, it's super, like the sound design is on point as well, I think.
Yeah, it's smart and it plays with that, because the sort of concept is the game is that you have crash landed, you're looking for your girlfriend / wife. I can't remember if they're, it doesn't matter. But the idea is that you've got this camera, and this camera is sort of your scan ability, you know, from like a Metroid Prime. It's how you get information about the world. You pick up different things, but it's sort of hook in the first game, and this one too, is that you've got the night vision, and that's sort of your crutch, you know, like, so if you're freaked out, you've got this night vision. It doesn't last though, kind of thing, you know. It's got a battery, so you're supposed to use it sparingly, et cetera, et cetera. But they've also, I don't know if this is in the first one. I did play the first Outlast, but I never, it was so long ago, I don't really remember any of it. But they've got the aspect you can use the microphone, so you can sort of hear what's on the other side of the wall, so you can know if there's something out there or if you kind of need it for it to wait. So, like, it, from a world-building perspective, even though it's kind of weird, like, you probably couldn't really use a camera in that aspect, it owns what it's trying to do, and it does it in unique ways that I think fit and are good at making you immersed, is the best way I can say it.
So, my issue with the kind of the gameplay, I guess, is, so when you have the camera out, if that is your night vision ability. Without the camera held up, it's pitch black in this world. In order to see, you need the camera up. And the only time the camera can work is if you have batteries. Imagine walking around with your cell phone out at most of the time, your battery dying constantly. It's annoying in the real world, and in game, it translates to annoying as well. And that was something that really kind of got to me early on in the gameplay. And they do a decent job of keeping you with batteries, but at the same time, if you're going to throw so many batteries at me to the point where it's not where I'm just completely stuck in the dark most of the time, I feel like it just becomes almost a battery collecting simulator for me at some points. So I'm just not a, and it kind of took me out of it for a while.
I don't disagree, but at the same time, I struggle because you are 100% right, but it's also sort of crucial to kind of keeping you playing a game. And this is an old game. I shouldn't say old. Like, this was I think it was about 2014, 2013. So it's sort of in that era where it's an adventure game, sort of, you know, but it's first person, and it's not quite like Walking Dead where you're sort of playing an adventure and you're not really doing much. You're solving a puzzle here and there. It's sort of in the in-between phase to where I kind of wish the game was either holding my hand more, or it was doing a better job at sort of just making me uncomfortable. And I feel like it's not focused in that way. And that's sort of where the battery things come in. It's just like, if I could just sort of keep playing and not having to deal with the sort of busy work, I think I would enjoy this game a lot more. But at the same time, I think you could also then criticize it for not having enough to do. So it's sort of like a push and pull that I think it will hit for a lot of people. But for me, I kind of want more of just the let me play it. And so I was actually playing this on the quote, I'm here for the story mode, which basically lets you do that. But the game also isn't really set up that way. So like, while I can sort of skip the things that are making me annoyed, and you then sort of see the seams falling apart, because
absolutely
a lot of the scares just aren't scary anymore. It's like, well, I'm going to push forward here and I haven't been jump scared in a while, so that's probably what's going to happen. You know, and it's, so it's almost a bad way to play the game, which then sort of me translate to, I don't like playing the game the way you're supposed to. So I had that sort of struggle with it, of going back and forth, of not really knowing, like, do I like this game? Like, I know people like it, and I understand why they like it, but it's just not clicking with me.
Oh, and I honestly, I completely agree with that. And I know how boring that is for a podcast right. conversation where two people just completely agree on things. But that's really where I'm at with not just this game, but the genre itself. Again, I go back to Amnesia. I had a lot of fun with Amnesia. It sticks with me. I will put that as one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite experiences in gaming in general. But it's also because it was one of the first ones that did it for me to that kind of level of quality. This Outlast 2 is definitely a higher step in quality. However, I just don't feel like this genre of game, and this game specifically, advanced the genre itself to a point where it doesn't do anything where it's like, I feel the need to play this. Because to your point, the gameplay, almost the busy work, rather, is almost the idea of, I'm going to find batteries, you know? And if I see an enemy, I'm going to run and hide.
Right.
I guess the carrot on the end of the stick is the story at that point. Like, that's what's keeping you going.
Right, right.
But the problem where, story-wise, you met your girlfriend as a player for about 47 seconds before the helicopter goes down. So you don't really have any ties to this woman, to this character. So finding her is not really all that crucial to you as the player, because she doesn't really mean a lot. And furthermore, there's not a lot of plot in terms of the characters you interact with or run away from that make you go, wow, what's going on here? It's really just creepy setting for creepy settings purposes.
Yeah, and quick correction. I meant to say that the first Outlast came out in 2013. I know this game came out in 2017. So everything you said, again, I agree with. But I sort of push back on myself in this. And it's I don't particularly like the story because it seems a little cliche.
It's super cliche.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the fault of the game. Like, I think it tells the story that it is telling well, and I just don't particularly thought. I just didn't think it was very original. If you had not seen this story before, it's such a different thing watching a movie and playing a game. And the reason I'm saying that is because I felt like the story was sort of meant to be viewed as one cohesive sort of movement, and the game almost gets in the way at that point. But at the same time, it's just like, that's kind of the point of a game, right? But it's really strange to me that the story is so adamant on giving you knowledge, and I'm trying to not spoil anything, but there's many different, like, cults, there's many different almost like hierarchies of class of people in this cult. And there's so much character and so much just plot in this game, but it almost struggles at telling that story because sometimes it throws a lot at you really quickly and then nothing happens for a while. And then it throws more plot at you really quickly. And it's just, it's kind of weird. Like I feel like I wasn't playing a game at that point. I was trying to progress the story, but then as the game, like, I think it's a game that starts strong, sort of falters in the middle. And then at the end, when you get there, either you're going to like it, you either saw it coming or you don't care. Even if you don't like it and you don't care, I think you can still make the argument that it's still told well. And that's why I'm sort of just like, I don't know if I don't like this game because it's bad, or I shouldn't say not bad, because it's not a bad game. If it's just a mediocre game and it's got structural issues, or is it the fact that I knew what was coming that I just didn't really care?
I am in the camp of player where I feel like this genre needs a game to take it to a different level, whether that's gameplay wise or thematically or just plot wise, because I completely agree in the sense that the story here is pretty generic. I will compare it to a Resident Evil 7, where, although again I'm not a big fan of the gameplay, any idea of simply running and hiding, I will say Resident Evil does a good job at giving you these characters to play off of that are such huge characters. So meeting them around each corner or interacting with them is an experience in of itself. I think Outlast 2 misses the mark on that, where the genericism of the plot translates to the gameplay, translates to the character. There's no, I never got attached to any major cultists. I never got attached to the cult itself. It just seemed like very generic cultist behavior in a video game. It just didn't elevate it like a Resident Evil 7 does, where you kind of like want to know in some weird way more about these weirdo cannibals.
Right.
But in Outlast 2, they may as well be any sort of humanoid creature, and you still get the same kind of deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I completely agree in that. I agree that I don't think I latched on to a single, because there's sort of a main protagonist. There is definitely a main protagonist, and your goal is to basically get to him by the end of the game. To sort of, as you are trying to save your girlfriend / wife and sort of understanding what's happening around you, other things happen. And while I agree that there wasn't a main character, I don't think that main character is particularly strong. I was compelled to sort of see just how deep the rabbit hole goes in terms of this cult, in terms of like, how messed up is this kind of thing? I don't know if it gets there in terms of being a payoff, but I was compelled to sort of keep pushing and seeing how it goes. But to sort of wrap up my thoughts on the game entirely, I hate games that do not have a freaking ending. I know that some people enjoy that. I know some people like open-ended. Some people like the mystery. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Even I would rather have a story end badly or end happily ever after than not have an ending. This game implies that it has an ending, but if you're paying attention, it doesn't, if that makes sense. So it's kind of annoying in that fact. It's just like, it has an ending, but it almost has like the original Mass Effect 3 ending problem of just like, if you're paying attention, it's like, wait a minute, like, this doesn't make sense. And it just, it annoyed me. And I'm just kind of like, like, does that mean I need to play the next game? But from the research that I've done, it's like, no, not really. Like, each of these sort of stand alone, they loosely tie into, they're all kind of the same universe, but none of them sort of directly correlate. And that's when I just start getting annoyed with it, of just like, just tell me the story you want to tell. Like, I just, so that is still another thing of, I don't know if that's a slight against the game or if it's just, it was a swing and a miss for me in that aspect.
I mean, the lack of an ending or a satisfying ending, I feel like you almost saw coming. Like, that's how these games tend to end, you know? Like, they tend to end in a way where...
Is it really
It's
over?
Very ambiguous. Yeah, and it's like, it I'm over? Just... 9 times out of 10, that's what happens, you know? And again, that to me adds to the genericism of the... is genericism a word, by the way? Am I making this up?
We'll find out in the transcript.
Oh, nice. So, like, that adds to the genericness of it. Because it's... I had a gut feeling that I just wouldn't get a satisfying ending to it. And I had a gut feeling I wasn't getting a huge, like, boss fight or something. I kind of knew it just wasn't going to be like this. Oh, my God. Like, this is... I got to play the second one type thing. I just knew it was going to end with... like, all right, that's fine. Like, and that's disappointing because the gameplay leading up to it, it just wasn't... It makes the journey, looking back on it, less enjoyable because you did all this work to get something that doesn't really give you much at the end. And... Again, I just go back to the idea of playing this specific genre of game where you're really just walking and hiding, and with the whole purpose of it being the story and the characters, and I just don't feel the stories and the characters lived up to all the walking and hiding.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to say this because it's going to sound pretentious, but I'm trying to make a point of Alien Isolation has that problem of the running and the hiding. Even when you have, you know, quote, a triple A budget versus a smaller budget game, you know, you've got the resources and the AI, the AI programmers and stuff. But even that game sort of ditches its thing. For the middle part of the game, you know, the middle part of that game, you don't even see an alien. I guess that's a spoiler, I guess, for Alien Isolation. You know, like, for a while, you're fighting robots, and eventually you do get back to the alien, but even then, you're sort of equipped to not kill the alien, but fight it. You know, like, you've on that game, you at least go on a journey. You sort of start having nothing, and by the end, you have something in terms of more defense. And that's not what this game is about. This game is not about that. It lacks that progression as a character. It progresses as a story, but as characters, it doesn't.
And that's, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why the ending, even though, like, let's say you could make the argument that the game does have an ending. Like, I think you could sit down and probably have a 30-minute discussion about the ending of this game and sort of what you think it means, and I think you can draw a conclusion that there has some wrap up, but there's elements of it that don't really make sense with the journey that you took. So it just becomes, like you said, at that point, you're not even really talking about the game. You're talking about the story, which again, it sort of disconnects from me of just like, I kind of wish it was just a hold your hand kind of game more or not. And it seems like it's sort of stuck in where it doesn't know if it wants to be the Telltales or the Life is Stranges or if it wants to be the Alien Isolation, you know, and I think it suffers for that reason. But that's just my personal opinion in terms of, like, I just feel like the game aspect isn't helping the game in this perspective. But I could also see how not having tools to sort of take on the enemy is the point of the game. It's a very sort of polarizing feeling I have about it.
You nailed it for me. My issue with this game, this genre of game, it's the lack of progression. I just like from beginning to end, I don't feel like I did anything different or new or exciting. Like the first hour you're playing is the same hour. It's the last hour you're playing. I think these games tend to lack progression for me, and that's what kind of gets me
Like,
disconnected from the game.
but your story has to be triple A, or not triple A, well, A plus, to get me to really care then. Like, if the story is that good, I'll keep playing. And I look at something like Resident Evil 7, and I will fully admit, I did not like Resident Evil 7 the first time I played it. I really didn't. I don't, wrong mindset, whatever, but going back and playing that, I think we were supposed to do an episode on it, but we never did. But I played it for this, for the perspective of this podcast, and I really enjoyed it because it, I think I just, I was looking at it the opposite way at that time. I was like, the story's not doing it for me, so I wasn't doing the gameplay. But going back, and I was like, wow, like this gameplay is actually really good. Like, I don't love the story elements of it, but they're still far more compelling at the end. While that game sort of doesn't have an ending, it did enough to make me be like, all right, like I want to play the next one. On this one, I feel like I'm just sort of like, it feels like it's a side story and it's a story that's not going to have a sequel. So I'm just less
True.
inspired by it, I guess is the word I want to use. But I don't hate the game. You know, like I think it just swings into misses for me, but that's the question when it comes to this podcast of Game Pass or Pass. Like, is this just not for us, or are we on to something in that it's just lacking something that people should not, it's not worth the journey.
Game pass or a pass, I feel like I almost like a broken record, but I feel like the genre itself is in need of more advancement, and this game is not that. If you, this is very much like a lot of the other games in the genre, and without the Resident Evil 7 sort of characters or gameplay, whichever one you fall in love with with that game, because the mystery of amnesia is not there anymore. Like if you've played these games enough, so you need some sort of gameplay to help you advance through these games, whether that be something like Alien Isolation or not. But you definitely need a sense of progression throughout the few hours you're playing this game. I don't think it does progression that well, and I don't think it does the story and characters that well. You don't learn enough about the main character or his girlfriend and or wife. You don't learn about you learn the way the game ends. You don't learn too much about the cult, and since it's not part of a series, you're not getting more of this cult, so it's not really that characteristic either. So like. Personally, I just don't think it's a lot. I don't think it's a lot here to say you must play it.
Yeah, I agree, and it's unfortunate because I really think it does, from a visual perspective, I think it does extremely well. I think it does more than enough to call it, yeah, like this is a fantastic looking game, and considering its age too, and its old engine. I mean, it works well with what it has. The weirdest thing for me, maybe I'm just getting old, I wanted the game to be slower though. Like, did you ever get that feeling? Like, it's not that 60 frames was too fast, like in terms of like 60 frames is more fluid, but I just felt like the overall movement speed of what I was doing and everything. I was like, I wish this ran at half the frame rate just so like it wouldn't open the door as fast or go through the window as fast or pull up the camera as fast. Like, do you ever get that feeling? I'm just curious.
Oh, absolutely. It feels floaty.
Yeah,
Like
that's the right word.
that's what I got from it. It
Floaty,
felt
yeah.
like I was playing a video game, you know, where it's like when you play again, when you play the other games like this in the genre, like I think Resident Evil 7 does a good job of kind of making is his name Ethan in that game? I'm not sure.
It is.
It does a good job of making Ethan move a little slower. Like it make like he's actually walking, whereas like this feels like you're kind of skating. Especially it definitely feels that way when you're going through a window. That's the perfect
I feel like
example.
I'm a giant when I'm going through a window.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I grew 6 feet and I'm like jumping in feet first.
right. It just the whole camera just goes up and in, and it's like it's definitely kind of weird.
All right, at least I know I'm not crazy then. So, but yeah, unfortunately, I do have to agree. Like, I'm my dilemma is like, is this just not for us? But I think we've said enough that I think it's an okay game, but it's not good enough to get the pass on this show. When it comes to Outlast 2 on Game Pass or Pass, pass it on. Nope, that's wrong. Pass it by. Don't play it. Maybe play something else. Spend your time elsewhere. Because time is really the enemy, right? Like, that's the real enemy is time. There's so many Game Pass games. And that's the point of this show, is to tell you which games are worth your time. We do it for you. The least you could do is leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Send us an email, gpopfans@gmail.com. Shoot us a voicemail, text message, 574-651-9256. Least you could do. When it comes to the next
What did guilt them into it?
I know, right? That's what I'm going for it. I'm going for the guilt trip. We're going to starve. Do you want us to starve? I didn't think so. When it comes to the next game we're playing, we're going for Psychonauts. That's our next game. We're trucking through some games. After that, I will be honest with you, we don't have anything sort of nailed down. We're sort of dabbling in some games to try to figure out what our next one is. But there's a lot coming out on Game Pass, but maybe it's just game fatigue. But there's been nothing that sort of jumped out at me recently. I want to try that Second Extinction, but that is a early access game. From what I understand, it is very early access. Stuff like crossplay and basic like control functionality on a controller is just not there yet. So I have been eyeballing that Knockout City, which is
I saw that too.
Yeah, that's the new EA game, and it's they're giving it away for free to everybody for 10 days. But for Game Pass Ultimate subscribers, you're going to get it for a while. And then I actually bought Maneater over the holidays when it was on sale for Xbox Series X, and that just came out too. So that might be one I might have to finally play, because now, you know, I've got no reason to. Honestly, the main reason was I just didn't want to get the disc out. Most of the time when I was sitting down, I was like, I don't feel like getting the disc. So I don't have that excuse anymore. So
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was kind of looking at Spellforce 3.
That's gonna be
a long RPG. However, I feel like.
Why am I not seeing that? I know what you're talking. Oh, I think that's coming out. I don't think that's hit yet. Maybe that's what it is. So
I think it comes out soon.
Yeah, but I think it is. It's very soon. So that might be a good candidate. There is that day one. Is it Dungeons and Dragons? No. Warhammer. That Warhammer RPG is coming out. That looks pretty neat. I want to check that out. So there is stuff coming, but it just seems, for whatever reason, what's out there right now is just not jumping out at me. So maybe there'll be something that hops out. But the one game that I am going to dabble in, I'm not saying we're going to do an episode, is I do want to check out Steep, because snowboarding and winter sports and stuff are actually something I super enjoy. So that's something I always wanted to check out, just never got around to it. So I want to check that out. So is there anything else that you're kind of dabbling in or you want to dabble in?
Honestly, I think I'm going to check out. The only thing that popped up was Spellforce 3 for me. Other than that, Knockout City. Those are two for me.
I think Knockout City will be one we'll have to check, because it's kind of unique. It's a new game, so it might be a good one to sort of jump into. So, but there you go. So we're dabbling in stuff, but we're definitely going to be doing a show on or an episode on Psychonauts, because I got actually a lot I want to say about that, and that's sort of a cult classic. So I think that'd be a good one, a good candidate. So.
To a game we both did not play when it came out.
Right, yeah, and it's one of those that I've heard about it, and everyone's like, you gotta play it, you know, kind of thing. So that's no spoilers, but I have a lot to say about that game. So, but all right, that's gonna do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. Shoot us an email, shoot us a voicemail, whatever you want. Let us know what you like, don't like, and we will see you next time with Psychonauts.
Good day, sirs.